know you'll be free. Sports star honeybee on my team. I wanna play nicely. I can pick it up if you take a lead. Team. I wanna play nicely. I can pick it up if you take a lead. I know you want me free. I know you want me free. I know you want me free. I know you want me free.
Right, we're back. Thank you guys for your patience. That was a 15-minute break. No, actually, I think we did that in.
That was pretty quick.
Yeah, usually that's kind that of a like, nightmare for us.
For a full band, that was good. That was really good.
Okay. Well, welcome, Jessica. And do you go by Jess?
Jessica is my artist name, so Jessica Woodley. Yeah.
Okay. I want to make sure I'm calling you the right name. That's awesome. Can you introduce everybody or everyone who can say hi or all that?
Absolutely. I'm Jessica Woodley, and I'm here with my fantastic, wonderful, brilliant band. We've got on keys,
Gilliam. What's up?
And then lead guitar, Annika. You can just yell so we can hear you.
Hey.
And then Liv is somewhere far from a mic, but she can yell.
Hello.
Liv on bass. Woo. And then we got Juan on drums.
Yay. Yeah. Awesome.
That's all of us.
We're so excited to have you guys here today. I might have you guys get right into the music, and then we can chat a little bit. Sound
good?
Let's
do it.
All right.
This first one I'm going to play is called TOML. I had a panic attack in the bathroom stall. Had to call my mom. Said she's worried about me. Should I be worried about me? My nails don't grow cause I bite them off and my hair's too long. Searching WebMD, I think I'm worried about me. I can't catch my breath, too anxious to drive at night. But don't worry, Mom, you raise me right. I always pull over before I start to cry. Here we go. Cause maybe I'm lying when I say I'm alright. I don't understand banks or the stock market. My money's under my bed. But it works for me. I think it works for me. I watch the same three shows with my same old clothes, cause I know how they go. And it works for me. But does it work for me? I can't catch my breath. Don't wanna go out tonight. They say that it's simple, but I got a pimple and the one that I like just makes me wanna cry. Cause maybe I'm lying when I say I'm alright. And maybe I'm crying when I say that I'm fine. Cause I should be drinking and smoking and kissing and living in my so I, but this just don't feel like the time of my life. Like the time of my life. They say I should be doing just fine. Cause maybe I'm lying when I say I'm alright. And maybe I'm crying when I say I'm fine. Cause I should be drinking and smoking and kissing and living it nice. But this just don't feel like the time of my life. Cause maybe I'm lying when I say I'm alright. And maybe I'm crying when I say I'm fine. Cause I should be drinking and smoking and kissing and living it nice. But this just don't feel like the time of my life.
That, wow, you got an awesome voice. That's so amazing. I love that. So when did y'all meet? You're in Berkeley, right?
Yeah.
What year are y'all?
Berkeley, you know, Berkeley's funny with semesters and all of that stuff. It's, I don't know, musicians, I guess, can't stick to a regular schedule. but I'm in my third year and we're all kind of a mix of years. Nice. Gilliam, you're in your third, yeah. Annika graduated, our lead guitarist, so she is out of the woods. Liv
awesome.
Graduated, and she's teaching music, and nice. Juan is in his third year also. Yep.
Nice. And so did you guys meet, like, taking classes together or just being in the same musical communities, or what did that look like?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, one funny thing is my bassist and I, Liv, met when I was 13, actually. I grew up going to a performing arts summer camp in the middle of nowhere in upstate New York.
Cool.
And they had a little rock section, so of course all the music kids gravitated there. And
that's awesome.
That's when we first met, and then I arrived at Berkeley 5-6 years later, and we passed each other in the hallway, and I was like, hey, I know you.
Wow, I love those serendipitous moments where you get brought back to those people who you're like, maybe you never thought you'd ever see again.
Totally.
I love that. Yeah, that was like, when I was abroad, I ran into a kid from middle school that I hadn't seen in like 6 or 7 years at the like Spanish University in Madrid. And I was like, what the heck are you doing here, dude?
That's
but
awesome.
The world is very small and I love how we all kind of find ways to overlap like that, you know?
Me too.
Okay, I'm going to have you get into your next song and then we'll chat some more.
Totally, let's do it. This is one of my favorites to play. It's called Burn My Baggage. And it features my glorious lead guitarist, Annika Milane on guitar. There's a reason that the hummingbird can fly so very high, gonna be weighing him down, keeping him every night. When the seasons they turn, he knows to go at a safer sight. When will I ever learn to finally take flight? Why do I carry around, leave the things dragging me down, literally stuck on the ground. Maybe I need to save me from myself. Gotta burn my baggage, leave it behind. Well, say that I'm a hoarder of heartbreaks and memories, pictures in shattered frames, filled with broken dreams. My head's so heavy on my shoulders when it's filled with all this hate. Gotta release and now I'll never escape. Why do I carry around, play with things that dragging me down, literally stuck on the ground. Maybe I need to save it from myself. Gasoline, can't you feel that heat lingering at your feet? Anarchy ain't something to defeat, so come let the flames engulf me, yeah! Gotta burn my baggage, leave it behind, let it stop and touch my life. Gotta burn my baggage, just pass up on strife, let it damage.
That's how it's done. Wow, that was awesome. Such power there, and we loved the organ piano track. That was pretty keys track, yeah. That was awesome. Okay, so when did you start singing? Have you been taking like voice lessons and stuff for a long time, or?
Yeah, it's been a lifelong journey. My mom likes to joke that I sang before I spoke. But I was 5 or 6 when I was singing in the car, and my parents were like, "Hey, do you want to take a voice lesson? Maybe do you like to do that?" And I was like, "Yes."
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's when I started like training professionally, and I started learning guitar around the same time and writing at like a couple years later, and just never stopped.
That's awesome, and I love to see you pursuing that still now. It's a very amazing thing to get to feel that all culminate. So you've been releasing some music this year.
Yes.
What's your latest release? And we'll talk about upcoming stuff later. But what has been your latest release?
Latest release was a song called Whiskey. That's super special to me. sorry, my band are making jokes and it's hard to be a serious person.
There's no need to be serious here.
So I released a song called Whiskey that I really, really love. And it was about a pretty hard time in my life. I was basically in love with someone who was completely unavailable, didn't see me that way. You know, the usual classic.
It's hard.
Yeah. But I think that song is an example of music doing what I love it, that it does, is it, yeah. I took something that was really painful for me and it turned into some of my favorite music making memories because I produced it with my best friend in my apartment in the middle of June with no AC. And, you know, Oof. It was a crazy experience, but it was, you know, wonderful. And I just, yeah. I'm really proud of how it came out.
It's awesome. Well, that sounds like a project you had to fight for both physically and emotionally. But I do love to hear artists explain the cathartic experiences they have writing music. So congratulations. And yeah, so how many releases have you done this year then?
Oh goodness, this year I've put out 4 or 5 singles, yeah.
Wow, okay, that's what I thought. I knew there was a number of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's really exciting. What has that process felt like for you?
It can be a lot. Yeah. I love having music out in the world, but it's a lot of preparation and a lot of time spent mm-hmm. thinking about marketing when all I want to do is think about, you know, making music.
Yeah.
So it's a love-hate relationship, but I love getting to put my music into the world and seeing people's reaction to it and seeing it reach people. It means a
That's
lot
awesome.
To me.
I think I hate how important it is, but I think such an important part of what I see people do as far as making their art noticeable and making it seen and heard. It's just a lot of, like, I would say perseverance and grit, and it's very impressive. And I will say, like, I love to see the media that you do put out, the TikToks and the everything. God, TikTok, I have like such a mental like block. Like, I need to sit down and just play my damn guitar and like mm-hmm. record myself and post a video of it on the internet, but right. it's challenging. It's yeah. really hard. So kudos to you. And it is just a really fundamental part of that whole process, I feel like.
Yeah, absolutely. Growing more so. Yeah. But, you know, it's not my favorite thing in the world, but I got to use every tool I got, right?
Yeah, and you're killing it. So
thank you.
So all you can really do is just keep pushing. Cool. Well, I do want to chat some more later. I might ask you to do 1 or 2 more songs, and then we'll have more of an interview portion about, I guess, what your writing process looks like and where you find your inspiration and how you hit your strides. And then I unfortunately have to leave after that, but Kim can ask you some questions and y'all can chat. And I usually kind of turn things over to the artist last 15 minutes and let you guys kind of do your thing at the end anyway. So I hope that sounds good. But maybe we can hear 2 more songs from y'all and then chat a bit.
Absolutely. Thanks
Great.
So much.
Yeah.
All right. So this next song we're going to play is an original called Suburbs that I released recently, and it's very special to me. I don't like it in the suburbs, 'cause everything's too far away. Too much free time for my mind to wander. Strolling through the gray. Yeah, I'm sitting on the hardwood floor of my childhood kitchen, counting up things I should have done before, staring at undone dishes of
too good. Have time to myself.
Need some company.
Some noise to drown me.
Suburbs.
gotta start listening instead. I wanna be here, I wanna be happy, wanna be there, they okay without me. Gotta stop running from my head and learn to be. Everything's too far away, too much free time for my mind to wander, strolling through the gray.
Woo! I can't say, that was amazing. I can only say that so many times. Like, that was awesome, though. Yeah, I feel you with, like, feeling restless in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit more about where you're from. You're from New York in a small town or a small
I'm from
camp?
New Jersey.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Close. I was
yeah,
close.
Close. Super close. Super close. yeah, no, I'm from the suburbs of Jersey and I love my home and my family. However, I've always been a city person. I need to be busy all the time and my brain is very active.
Yeah.
And like many artists, I have, you know, some anxiety and depression, and being in a place with less stimulation definitely makes that worse.
Mm-hmm.
And so that song was kind of born of me being stuck at home over the summer in between my freshman and sophomore year of college, because I was doing a virtual internship and it was free to live at home and why not?
Mm-hmm. It's tough though.
Yeah. But, you know, I love my family if they're listening. I don't hate that they raised me in the suburbs. But, you know, I think this song definitely was an important moment for me in my songwriting, and it, you know, a lot of people can relate to it, hopefully.
Yeah, I totally did. And I don't know, I think that the suburbs have their time and their place, and it was a good playground for me as a kid and when I was young, but like, I feel you, I'm over it.
Yeah.
And I think that the city can be great. I think sometimes I get a little overwhelmed because I'm from Arizona and I'm not used to it so much, but I don't know. So do you see yourself living in New York? Is that something that interests you, being from outside of there? Or
yeah.
So I think a lot of musicians are like, yes, New York.
It's either New York or LA. It's we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strong, we'll see. Love it. better to keep your options open.
For sure.
Okay. So I'm going to have you do one more song, and then we can talk about things that inspire you and what your writing process looks like.
That's amazing. The and after we chat, you want me to play more songs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic.
Lots of songs.
Good. Okay. Works for me. All right, this next one that we're going to play is kind of my my folky feminist anthem. It's called Everything and Nothing, and I think it's a song I've been trying to write for a long time. I grew up playing guitar. I love it. And growing up playing guitar, there was a lot of people, specifically men, who told me that it wasn't my place. That sucked. and so this song goes out to them. Be strong but step lightly, like a kid in a china shop. Be kind but speak loudly, so no one can cover up. Just be everything and nothing, so no one can say something. Your spotlight, but be careful to speak your mind. Just be everything.
of your bad days, but keep them in hiding. And don't cry when the sign says that nobody's listening. Just be everything or nothing, so no one can say something. It's always everything or nothing, just be everything and nothing.
I loved that. That was really awesome. And Kim immediately resonated with what you said about just like being a female guitarist and experiencing that. I don't know, would you want to speak to that a little bit more?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's just, I think it's present in a lot of industries. And I think it's something that I have felt for a very long time and didn't know how to word for a very long time, you know.
It's hard to put words to it. And that's what patriarchy is.
Yeah.
You know, and it, I mean, this is what I study, so it's all I think about, but.
That's amazing.
Thank you. It's definitely, it's hard because I carry it with me a lot and it makes me angry sometimes, you know, especially when I do like watch women experience just like not even necessarily a discrimination, but being a gender minority and feeling like, oh, I'm a little out of place right now, you know, where everybody should get to feel safe and creating and doing what they want to do. And I also love to see like mixed groups of musicians that maybe have like 3 or 4 non-male identifying people and a couple of guys. Like I have definitely been an experience in like rehearsal spaces where I'm the only woman.
Yeah.
And it is a very unique feeling.
Yeah. I've been the only woman in a room fighting to be in that room many times in my life.
Yeah.
So when I had the opportunity to put together my own band and a group of people who are wonderful that I'm going to be seen with on stage and young girls can see me with on stage, it's important, A, that they're incredible players. I mean, no one's here because they're not incredible.
You are all incredible.
They're also all feminists, and some of them happen to be women. So it's a great feeling to be able to share my music with people that care about it.
Yeah, that is a great way of putting it. Well, with that, okay, I want to ask you just kind of like what your sources of inspiration are and what that looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've always been obsessed with language, literature. I'm very much a lyricist first. And so a lot of times it's phrases or words, I call them song seeds. you know, phrases or words that really like capture me. That like I'm like obsessed with them, and so I jot them down and they sit in my notebook or my notes app or my voice memos for like months, and then it hits me and all the things I've been thinking about sort of kind of come together, and then I'm like, oh wait, it makes sense, you know.
You're like, wait, that actually checks and it lines up perfectly.
Songwriting to me always feels like there's a jumble of cables in my brain, and putting them into a song is like untangling them and coiling them perfectly.
It's an interesting metaphor for it. I've never heard it put that way.
Yeah, I mean, because it's being able to dissect the things in my brain and put them in these beautiful stanzas that rhyme and make sense. And, you know, it allows me to process the things that are going in my head that sometimes I don't even know are going on in my head.
Yeah. I think like creative information synthesizing does constitute like messy work because it's emotional, you know,
for sure.
So I think it's something that's like important to discuss too, because I think a lot of people don't understand just like the sheer time and effort and blood, sweat, and tears goes into writing and producing and creating a good song.
Absolutely.
How about like, what kind of like music do you listen to? Like, what kind of artists do you like?
Well, I try to listen to everything. I grew up on like a whole mixture of classics. I grew up on like Clapton and Hendrix, and I was really into Muddy Waters as a kid. I went through like a really intense blues phase.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then when middle school and high school came along, I got very into like big band jazz, specifically like Ella Fitzgerald stuff.
Nice.
But my favorite genre will always be like indie alt pop. I am a Swiftie down to my core. So I, you know, I needed someone who was a young girl playing a guitar with big curly hair, and I looked up and there she was when I was 8, and so, you know, she's been that kind of inspiration for me ever since. So love Taylor Swift's music. Right now, super into Maggie Rogers.
Love Maggie Rogers.
Love her. Boy Genius, I've been listening to a lot of. Ella Jane's really cool.
Yeah, Ella Jane's from Tufts.
Ah, she's so cool.
Yeah, I know her. I've met her. Ah, yeah.
Oh my God.
She's in my class. Yeah, yeah. She actually dropped out our sophomore year.
Wow.
And then was played oh my God, what's the name of the music festival? That's the one I really wanted to go to that she was in.
Oh
no, no.
Was
no,
it the
no.
one that Boy Genius and Maggie yeah. also played? Which, I can't remember the name, but I wanted to go too.
It wasn't Outside Lands.
No, it was a 3-day festival.
It was the one in DC, right?
Yeah.
Whatever that one was called.
Yep. Yeah, we're on the same wavelength here.
You know. But yeah, that's awesome.
Love Maggie. Love all those indie pop girlies who are just really doing the thing.
Yeah. Maggie Rogers, I think, is just really cool because she finds a way to fuse electronic and mm-hmm. folk in a way that is super unique. And I just think it's cool to watch different artists play around with different genres and stuff.
For sure.
So do you I feel like you're pretty indie pop forward. That's what your sound is. Is mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you say that? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And is that the trajectory you see yourself continuing on? Or are there any things that maybe you've been thinking about adding or changing or feeling excited about?
Well, I'm definitely very much in my indie pop mode right now. I've got, another single in this line of singles coming out that's of the same vein, and then maybe not an album that's very pop heavy.
Ooh.
But honestly, my writing really changes based on where I'm at in my life, and I found myself writing folkier stuff recently.
Nice.
Which I didn't expect or set out to do. I just was writing, and I pretty much write a song a week at least, just because that's
awesome.
How I process life.
Yeah.
And I was going through my little list of songs, and I was like, oh, why are all of these folk? Whoops. So
there's no whoops in that,
No.
It's just natural and beautiful and whatever feels right.
Exactly. So who knows? Things might change in the future, but right now it's all very indie pop.
Nice. Well, I think that it's cool to try to, experiment with not defining ourselves by a genre too,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of being who we are and not feeling like we need to stick to anything.
I love that.
Yeah. So, okay. I have to go in a few minutes, which I'm really bummed about, but I want to ask if there's anything else you want to promo or that you're excited about that you have coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the songs we're going to play a little later is called Dude, and it's my next single, which
Yay.
This is the first time I'm announcing that, actually, which is kind of a big deal.
Congrats. That's
Thank
groundbreaking.
You.
That's
yeah,
exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited. Thank you for giving me the platform to announce it. But yeah, it's going to be coming out in February.
Awesome.
So it's a little fun anti-Valentine's Day anthem. So anyone who has been friend zoned, it is for you. And it's a fun little pop tune, and I'm excited about it.
It's awesome. I always hate on Valentine's Day because my parents, who are divorced, thank God. They got married on Valentine's Day, which
is
just so corny. So screw Valentine's Day, actually.
No, I love it. Listen to Dude instead.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
Well, everybody, please give Jessica Woodley, Jess. I feel like calling you Jessica is so formal, but
no,
give
I
Jess,
know.
Jessica Woodley a follow on Instagram. Can you drop your Insta handle for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just my full name, Jessica Woodley, which is J-E-S-S-I-C-A, and then Woodley is W-O-O-D-L-E-E. There's no Y. If you've typed a Y, something has gone wrong.
No Y's here. Awesome. And like I always say, please follow Post Adolescence Glow's Instagram to keep up with just all of the cool things we have going on. We'll be promoting events for artists too. If you have any event coming up and you want us to promo it and you're an artist who has played or will play or is at all associated with us, send it and I will make Madison post it on the Instagram because Lord knows I have a hard time remembering.
Amazing.
With that, I think I might turn things over to you, kind of give you the last 15 minutes to jam out. And just say thank you so much for being here today and playing an awesome set and just sharing so much about your process and what gets you going. And I am super excited to see all of the cool things you do in the next year or 6 months or whatever. And I'll definitely be keeping up with that. And so should everybody who is listening. But thank you so much, Jess and Co. Jess's headphones are off, so I don't think she can hear me. But yeah, I'm going to turn it over to you. And with that, I think I'm going to have to sign off. But I hope everybody has a great weekend, and I'm going to hand things over to Kim. So thank you so much, and bye.
Thank you so much for having me, Amelia. You're awesome.
You're awesome. Thank you for coming out to Tufts.
Anytime.
Yeah, have a great weekend, guys.
You too.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right. This next one we're going to play is the one I mentioned earlier called Whiskey, featuring my beautiful keys player, Guillaume Robles.
I get drunk at a party so I can blame all the whiskey and call you. Leave you a message that reveals my obsession like a faucet that's come loose. But I always count my drinks, 'cause I know with one more sip I'd tell you I love you. Sweater that's worn imperfectly, but then I wake in the morning and remember a snoring a few blocks away from me. So I'll try to go back to sleep and hope you don't dream of me, 'cause I wish I could love you.
Whenever I do that, I feel like I'm like cosplaying as Amelia. Like, woo, woo, woo. Yeah. That's all she does. She is like, and like, sometimes it's like ear piercing. Sometimes she's like, woo.
Yeah. Yeah. We have such a habit in here. Like, whenever anyone finishes a song, we're all just like, woo.
We need to start harmonizing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Thirds.
Yeah.
No, I'll take it. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Bye bye. Okay. Goodbye, Amelia. Amelia's leaving. We love
bye,
Amelia.
We love you. I love that's you, Beck.
She loves you. Okay, introduce your next song. We have like over 10 minutes left, so like 2, maybe even 3, whatever you guys have left is
sounds amazing. Great. So this next one we're going to play is called By Now. This one is super special to me. Sorry to my band for jumping around the set list because we're running on time and I'm forcing them to jump around, but they're the best ever and they can do it. So this one's called By Now, and it's really special to me because I wrote it on my 18th birthday. Because, I don't know, watching TV shows and reading books and all that, I had this idea in my head that by the time I became an official adult, I turned 18, things would make sense. Like, I would just have life figured out, and that was not the case. So I wrote this song about it. And we're gonna check my tuning. But yeah, I wrote this song about it, and I wrote it and I loved it, and so I recorded it, and then I did nothing with it because I didn't think anyone would want to hear a song that's just me complaining for 3 minutes. But then I turned 20 and I realized, quite honestly, that like everyone feels that way all the time. So we're going to play it for you now. Calendar says I'm an adult today, but I don't even know what that really means. Two numbers and suddenly my whole life's gonna change, but I woke up the same old me. And I'm still waiting for my revelation. That one was called By Now.
That was amazing. My mom texted me. She said, I love this song.
Oh, so tell your mom I say hi.
Okay. She's listening, so.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Kim's
she's,
mom.
She's always listening. Oh. She's the number one fan.
That's so sweet.
Okay, you guys have like 6 minutes if you don't do one more.
Yeah, so this last one we're going to do, I'm going to give you guys a sneak peek, super special, extra live performance of the next single, Dude, which is not out yet, so enjoy. First time we talked, it felt like I had known you for my whole life. I could read your mind. Right then I decided you were mine, colored you in all of my lines. I didn't see the signs. Breathe deep when you breathe out. Looking up at the tall lights on the couch. Can you see me thinking about? You're the first one I call when I need you. And a little relief from my issues. You're all I ever wanted. You must reach out and touch you. And I'm holding on to you. Now I can't go a day without you. When all this said and done, I think I'm calling you the one. And you're calling me.
That was so good.
Thanks, dude.
I'm so excited for the new release.
Me too. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good one.
I put some of your stickers in your cute little box. I put some of them up in the other room. So feel free to like stick them everywhere in this space.
Oh my gosh, yes. And everyone please take a free sticker. Take them. That's why yes, I put them there. Yes,
that's
good.
The box.
Yes, it's a little
opened.
Green box.
It's open now.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you to all of you. You guys are so nice, and it was so nice to meet you all, and like we all really enjoyed this set. So is there anything else you guys want to like promo? Any shows coming up? When's the single coming out?
Yeah, absolutely. So the single will be February 1st. We've got a show coming up on the 7th at the Jungle. So if you want to come see us live, feel free to stop by then. Those are the big things. My name is Jessica Woodley. Just a huge thank you to you guys all for having us. This was so fun. This place is really cool. Shout out to my band. We've got Liv Barkhan on bass, Annika Maladeo on lead guitar, Guillaume Robles on BJVs and keys, and Juan Baez on drums. My name is Jessica Woodley. If you like anything you heard, feel free to put me into any search bar anywhere and I will come up. Thank you so much.
Yay. Yeah, and she'll be all of our Instagram tagged, everything. Follow the Post at Ellison School Instagram if you don't already. And yeah, thank you to everyone. This is Kim. Thank you, Daniel, Constantine, Benicio, Alec, Chloe, Madison, Anastasia, Amelia, our queen. And yeah, this was Post Adolescence Glow, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Free From Radio. And oh yeah, I always kill it. And we'll see you next week. Peace out. Chloe, you can switch us.